Pleasure to have all of you here with us this evening. We have a lot of student and staff recognition for this evening. So to begin, I'm going to ask that the board president join me up at the podium. We're going to recognize our valedictorian and salutatorian for this year.
To present to all of you our valedictorian and salutatorian. First, we're going to bring up our salutatorian, a wonderful young man named Ryan Cosgrove. He's the salutatorian of the class of 2016 with a weighted GPA of 102.69. Ryan is a member of the Leo Club, the DECA Club, class cabinet, and student council. He also participates in the jazz band and plays varsity soccer. He is a recognized member of the National Honor Society, the Spanish Honor Society, the Business Honor Society, and the Triad Music Honor Society. Ryan has been named an outstanding participant at NISMA competitions, and he volunteers at the Leo Club Senior Citizen Dinner annually, as well as the yearly Parent Open Orientation. He will be attending one of my favorite schools, the University of Virginia, in the fall. So please give a round of applause for Gambardo is Vice President of Student Council and a member of the Class Cabinet. He's in the Language Club, the Math Club, the Leo Club, the SAD Team, the Science Honor Society, and the Spanish Honor Society. He plays for the Varsity Lacrosse Team and has volunteered his time throughout his academic career as a peer tutor and mentor. Adam was responsible for setting up the 7th grade orientation day for prospective new 7th graders. Adam will be attending MIT in the fall and also playing lacrosse there. So congratulations, Adam.
What?
know, you have to thank the parents. Our parents are integral in the lives of our students, and these two young men, and all of the students we're calling up tonight are just amazing ambassadors of Babylon Schools. Next, I would like to recognize three wonderful young men who received their Eagle Scout rank this year. They're all Babylon students, but I have to tell you a little bit about the Eagle Scout Award. It's the highest achievement or rank attainable in the Boy Scouting program of the Boy Scouts of America. Only 4% of Boy Scouts are guaranteed this rank after a lengthy review process and many, many, many years of hard work. The requirements necessary to achieve this rank take years to fulfill, and it often amazes me that somebody can go through all of this after years and years of hard work and accomplish this. I fully have so much respect for the students who are able to receive this rank. So congratulations. We'd like to first call up Mario Benchimanga. Him publicly for his hard work, and I will make sure I get this turn off the board. And then finally, Andrew Kladitsky, who is also our scout here with us tonight. Come on up, Andrew. If you're ready.
Roger, I just had a comment. Mr. Pulaska is the scoutmaster. Mr. Sorelli, the committee chair for Troop 194, and there is no way that the boys could have done what they did without the guidance and assistance of Mrs. Sorelli, Mr. Pulaska, and Mary Sharkey.
At this time, four Babylon students who were recipients of the Suffolk Zone Physical Education Leadership Award. They achieved this based on their outstanding leadership qualities in the area of physical education. Mr. G. Joseph, I'm not going to put you on the spot. How do the children get nominated? How do they become recognized to the Suffolk Zone? Is there anything special that the district has to do?
They're nominated by the phys ed teachers, and then we pull in two students from each school who are selected to also.
Wow, that's great. Did you all hear that? They're nominated by the physical education departments. Two students from each school go in and are nominated by Suffolk Zone and Section 11. So congratulations. Big deal. So, without further ado, let's give a round of applause for Sophia Corrado. Lucas Montalto.
Thank you.
We have a young lady in our school who, on her own, decided to submit an essay into a contest about social harmony sponsored by the Suffolk County Office of Minority Health Asian American Advisory Board. She won second place in the county and it's worthy of recognition. She is a writer, a reader. She does this on her pastime. It's just amazing to see her with this recognition. So please give a round of applause for Sarah Logan. Walking in her mom's footsteps, right? Yeah. We also had a terrific group of student council delegates here with us this year who have come to every single business meeting and every single meeting. These kids have come up to the podium and have just delivered an eloquent rendition of the past month at school. And I take a lot of pleasure hearing all the work that our kids here at the school do. So when I call all of you up, please all come up at the same time. We'll take a group photo. Madison Pergliotti. Maxwell O'Handley. Catherine Bensavenga. Danish Farouk. And then finally, we do have a teacher recognition tonight. I had the pleasure of recognizing a teacher that I thought was worthy of recognition. Senator Phil Boyle had a teacher of excellence ceremony back, I think it was in late March, and I nominated Claire Barone. Ms. Barone is a wonderful, wonderful science research teacher here. She started the program. She received the award from Senator Boyle. It was actually May 5th. She and her parents attended a lovely ceremony that evening. And I'll tell you a little bit about Claire. She shares her love of teaching as she continuously strives to promote research in science education. As I mentioned, she really began the program here from the ground up. And the entire Babylon educational community is extremely hard, this Barone, of your work being recognized tonight. She's seen as an instructional leader within our district. She continues to set the bar high for Babylon research. I have no doubt that the program will continue to grow under her supervision. I would like to invite up Ms. Barone to the podium.
My mom is actually here. I don't think she wants to be in the picture, though. It's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
All right.
Congratulations.
Okay. Just have a few more updates. This is the best meeting of the year. We love it, isn't it? It's a great evening. Before we get into our recognition of tenure tonight, which we'll read out separately, I did wish to congratulate this evening also all of the students who were recognized this past month in many of our Honor Society inductions, our school musical ensemble, simply fantastic, as well as those recently recognized last week at the annual Babylon Teacher Award Ceremony. I'm still amazed about that tremendous undertaking that the BTA puts together each year. It was amazing. I'm completely overwhelmed by the accomplishments of these students. So congratulations, everyone. The marking period is winding down, and we anticipate a beautiful graduation ceremony on our new field, which will begin at 9:30 a.m. on Walter Williams Field, Saturday, June 25th. So it's all leading up to that special event. And then finally, for this evening, the last edition of Babylon Highlights is set to be delivered to residents sometime this week, so please look out for that. And we will also have a summer edition covering the whole year and all the progress from the past year. So congratulations, everybody, and on to our meeting.
Student delegate report? Yes. Okay. Student delegate report? Thank you. Hello. This past month has actually been really productive overall. And let's start off with what happened in the Senior Heisman Council. The Senior Heisman Council hosted Powerpuff. The game was a tremendous success, well attended and lots of fun. Combined with our other fundraising efforts, we were able to make a $1,000 donation to support ALS research. In the Science Department, congratulations to two of our 10th grade research students, Sam Kumar and Freddie Mosella, for winning Highest Honors Award at the Long Island Science Congress Fair, placing them in the top 15% of more than 2,000 participants at this year's fair. Their project, the use of coal and neem oil as a natural repellent against anthracite and T-Simmons on T-Simmons, focused on using essential oils in the home gardens to repel damaging pests while maintaining the health of the plants and the people who will eventually consume them. Congratulations to all the students in 10th, 11th, and 12th grade research, who will be presenting at the Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory's end-of-the-year research symposium as a part of the Barcelona Long Island Project. All students developed and conducted a genetics project that lasted throughout the course of the year, where they sampled organisms, sequenced the DNA, and created phylogenetic trees to determine the evolutionary and genetic history of our local environment. Students got to work with Cold Spring Harbor scientists, undergo the peer review process, using cutting-edge equipment, and conduct bioinformatic assessments of data to complete this project. Projects range from determining the evolutionary differences between marine and terrestrial snails to determining the biodiversity of our lyolates, and determining the biodiversity levels of post-sandy of regal to non-regal dunes along the ocean parkway. All projects were invited to present the final of this symposium, a true honor and a testament to the hard work of the students throughout the course of the entire year. The Science National Honor Society has been tutoring 7th grade students for finals in science from May 23rd to May 26th and June 1st to June 2nd. In the art department, the seniors in the art department finished out their career here by creating senior paintings. These will be on display at Jack Jack's Coffee House. We had to rearrange the original dates. We are hoping to have them up for graduation weekend and into the month of July. General McMillan, Julian Gart, and Maggie Higgins have their artwork on display at the Astoria Bank on Main Street for the month of June. It's part of a partnership with the Babylon Village Arts Council.
From Thoreau Society, this past month, the BHS Thoreau Society petitioned our senators to oppose the Dog Act, denying Americans the right to know, which would prevent the labeling of GMO foods. The bill is aimed at states that have already listened to their citizens and passed laws requiring that genetically engineered or GMO foods be so labeled. The DARC Act, which passed the House last year, would prevent these states from implementing their GMO labeling rules, starting with Vermont, whose law is scheduled to take effect in July. Anti-labeling lobbyists and legislators are racing to ram this bill through Congress in China to stop Vermont from guaranteeing a citizen's right to know whether the food they buy contains GMOs. People in 64 other nations already enjoy that right, while Americans are still in the dark. Polls show that 90% of Americans want GMO foods to be labeled from Interact. The Interact Club is currently collecting and putting together care packages for cancer patients going through chemotherapy by way of the Bonnie Boxes campaign. From the junior class, to support Sharon Shannon Saturno in her courageous fight against cancer, the junior class has put together a staff softball fundraiser for June 10th at 5:30 p.m. Please join us at the high school where we can enjoy the game, purchase raffle tickets, and have lunch. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Anybody wants to make a bracelet, then go for
The audit committee we met last month on May 9th to discuss payroll disbursement and disaster recovery key controls in addition to holding our audit planning meeting. Our annual audit field work has already been initiated. We are going to meet next month after reorg to follow up with additional key controls and the annual audit process. And that date will follow once confirmed with all parties involved.
Great. Thank you very much.
Finance, Mrs. Jones. Finance, we met on May 25th, focusing on the school lunch program, which had a slight deficit last year. Peter forecasted there may be a smaller deficit this year, which was a positive trend, closer to a 14,000 deficit we're hoping for. We've implemented a few things, home cooked meals, some special programs, especially in the undergrades, to encourage duplication in buying lunch. So it's an ongoing initiative that we're going to track, and we'll probably need to go to the summer for all the months are in to see where we finally went up.
Thank you. Buildings and grounds, you spent
today. Hi. I'd like to schedule a meeting this Thursday, if we can, Thursday the 16th at 7:30. Just to get a sense of some of the work that's going to go on during the summer. The other thing is I just wanted to follow up on something I mentioned a couple of times. We're supposed to have an engineer take a look at the area around the turf field fence of the turf field, but the border between Argyle Lake and the field to discuss the retaining wall. I'm just wondering if we had any progress on that. And if not, can we have our architect or our colleagues make a phone call and get that resolved before we pay out land tax? The other thing I wanted to just bring up is I know that the PTA had done an extensive renovation of the teacher's lounge in the grade school. I know that there's some stuff, punchless stuff. There's a, I guess a countertop that's bowling, and I hate to see all that good work go to waste. So I'm not sure if that's happening, but if we make that happen, that'd be great. Just to show the teachers that we want that to really be good. Sorry about that. Other than that, we've got some stuff on the agenda tonight that's going to address the construction project, the next phase of bond, contracts for Row Ball, and some other alternate work that we want done, so we'll be addressing that shortly.
Okay, so that Thursday the 16th, I guess, we'll wait until
the
hear back from Mrs. Rossi, if that's a new date. Okay.
I mean, yes. It should be a good date, yeah. As long as we post it in advance, that's fine. Some of the items you mentioned, Mr. Megan, the facility staff is well aware.
Great. Yeah.
And we'll get an update on the retaining wall from our architect, if that's a topic of discussion for that meeting.
Correct. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, technologies, do you want to pass it?
We have a meeting next Wednesday at, and that's June 15th, at 8:15, and that's just to kind of see what we're going to be doing over summer, what work we're doing. So I will update you at the June 20th meeting on what we've, what's going on.
Is that 8:15, you say 8:15?
AM, yes.
Oh.
That's Wednesday at 8:15 AM. Okay.
All right, so we met on May 18th, and we had an opportunity to go through the teacher grant applications, and we were able to award many different grants from them around different buildings, so just getting a lot of great things.
I just add to that, notifications going out this week, okay. And we'll bring a list to the board of the, yeah. The grant recipients.
Great.
Okay, Mrs. Albeck is not with us this evening, but in terms of policy, there are a few policies on tonight's agenda that really are just for first read. The discussion on these is evolving. Nothing is set in stone or permanent yet. So I'm not sure the next date is in June, correct?
Yeah, because it's a business meeting.
Yeah. Okay, so she'll update you on that at our next meeting. All right, which brings us to item number 8, which is board agenda items. Before we entertain questions from visitors, we do need to amend the business agenda. So do I have a motion to amend the business agenda by adding resolutions 29 and 35? Mr. Montasso, seconded by Mrs. Panay. All those in favor? Mrs. Rossi, would you like to read this?
Sure. Sure. There are a number of additional resolutions. These are the additional ad alternates to the summer work that is being approved tonight. So item number 29 reads as, resolved that upon the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education awards Banker Electric as the lowest responsible bidder for instructional space interior renovations, electrical and theatrical space ad alternate TS1-1. At a cost of $28,250. Item number 30 reads, resolved that upon the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education awards Banker Electric as the lowest responsible bidder for instructional space interior renovations, electrical/theatrical space at alternate TS1-2 at a cost of $18,000. Item number 31 reads, resolved that upon the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education awards Banker Electric as the lowest responsible bidder for instructional space interior renovations, electrical, theatrical space, and alternate TS1-3 at a cost of $9,000. Item 32, resolved that upon the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education awards Banker Electric as the lowest responsible bidder for instructional space interior renovations, electrical air alternate EC1-6 at a cost of $950. Item 33, resolved that upon the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education awards Banker Electric as the lowest responsible bidder for instructional space interior renovations, electrical air alternate EC1-7 at a cost of another $950. Item number 34, resolved that upon the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education awards Hirsch and Company as the lowest responsible bidder for instructional space interior renovations, plumbing at alternate PC1-4 at a cost of $6,000. And item 35, resolved that upon the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education awards Hirsch and Company as the lowest responsible bidder for instructional space interior renovations, plumbing and alternate PC1-5 at a cost of $6,700. So those are the adding, those are the add-ons on resolutions tonight, 29 through 35.
Thank you, Dr.
Because we mentioned the TS1, TS5-2, we only had 1 and 3. Is that just something different?
TS1. There's TS1 at a cost of $28,250, TS2 at a cost of $18,000.
The ones on the agenda are the bids for the mechanical and electrical.
Right, no, I know. Just, yeah.
just wanted to clarify, we had the one and the three.
That's not coming out.
Okay.
It is.
They broke them down.
Okay.
Yeah, it's broken down. Okay, item 8, board agenda items. Questions from visitors on agenda items? Please approach the podium and state your name.
Good evening, Robert Stroh. Could you just explain why the lateness of adding these items to the agenda?
The items that were added this evening were a result of conversations that we had earlier today. The board on the agenda had prepared the base bids. Because of the timing of the project, the lead time in ordering the items that are included in those ad alternates, rather than push that back to the next meeting and jeopardize having the project completed by the start of the school year, we discussed it, had the resolutions for the ad alternates prepared in advance of our meeting, and had decided that we would walk them on tonight because of the timing of the project.
Okay, thank you. There seems to be a lot of policy renovations on the readings. My one question is the public participation at the board meeting, and one of the items in this is unless an extension of time is granted, each speaker will be limited to 3 minutes. If the 3 minute rule applies, will we apply that to other presenters?
Yes.
Okay, I mean, all the way around.
Our goal is to encourage public participation and, we don't really have a problem with that here, but once in a while you could get somebody from outside of the Babylon community who could get up to that podium and go on for a half an hour. So we're thinking there should be something in our policy where we could fall back on just to protect the community in general from something like that happening.
Well, then maybe it should be stated in non-resident.
That's what we're going to, talking about.
I feel that the public at large that has the vested interest of the community,
right.
Goes on ad nauseum, shouldn't be limited to when they have questions. And some people need clarification, some people take longer, and they have other questions based on answers that they've received from the board.
Okay,
thank you.
Hi, Donna. I have a question about the visitors to schools policy. So when visitations occur, they should be made based on the written defined need and the attention of the principal and shall be permitted only with the approval of the principal. Mm-hmm. I know in the elementary school and the grade school, parents are in the building frequently in the classroom, reading books to the class, participating in activities, so every time we'll have to get written permission from the principal?
No. No. You know, this is, again, we're encouraging participation and volunteerism, and at the elementary levels you always have teachers who are inviting in parents. We want that to continue happening. Typically, I was a principal for many years, and I'll tell you how it worked in my building. And that was our original policy, by the way, just so you know. That's not getting changed. That was in the original policy. We have to bring back some kind of structure. We want that to continue happening. So in my case, the teacher would come to me and say, Principal Rozzi, I'm having this author's tea. And I would say, that's fine. That's considered the principal then now has it on his weekly schedule. He knows what's going on. The Booster Club is in our building doing work. The PTA, that's fine, but it's the principal's building. The principal, if I was the principal, we have to know who's in the building when, what their purpose is. That's the principal to approve, which, you know, as long as he approves it, that's fine. So, you know, there's a security issue here, too. Not that we're worried about security of our own people, but we have to be really careful. We as building leaders are responsible for everything going on in those buildings. So So if I was the building principal, and I was, I would always know when people are coming in, what the purpose is, and they come in, they do it, I approve it, and then for building principals, always have to know who's in the building at all times.
Of course, and the security, and I get that. One of my concerns with building security is with the voting happening in the building, particularly at the grade school. So I hope with this policy coming up, that can bring forth some discussion about perhaps moving the voting out of grade school.
Thank you, Mrs. Murray.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ron Celestine, 28 Village Line, Avalon. I have another question about the visitors to the schools policy. In comparison to the previous policy, this specifically limits or strongly encourages visits outside of instructional hours. I was wondering if you can, this is a very clear difference from the original existing policy, if the board could clarify what was the reasoning for putting that wording in.
Okay, I can talk about it. We have to keep instruction moving with less interruptions during the school day. And I don't think, you know, it's not really an issue now. We always have parents during the school. We have a parent group or booster group during the school day that has to come in. That's fine as long as the principal knows about it. And the purpose for the visit, everybody has to sign in the building. Not that they don't now, they do. But even I sign in on the building, you know, just to model that behavior. We just have to make sure our policy is being followed. We cannot have just people roaming around the buildings. I mean, I you know, even the board members wouldn't be permitted to roam around, you know, for security purposes. We cannot have instruction interrupted. So that's why we're trying to put this in place, just so everybody's aware. And, you know, for the people who are helping us, we're going to need the help of everybody to make sure this is, you know, enforced. Like I said, you know, when classroom teachers have parents in, those are just one of those days, you know.
It just seems to directly contradict what you just said about parents coming in and reading in the classroom.
That's fine, as long as
that it should be outside. It's strongly encouraged to approve such visits outside of instruction.
The things that are not educationally related. Not instructionally related. So any kinds of, when teachers want parents in their classrooms, that's outside of that. That's instructional.
Maybe the wording just fills
in. Yeah,
maybe.
And
that's,
you know,
not clear the way it's written here.
We're pounding that out tonight. We just have to make sure that, you know, there's a structure to everything going on, that the whole place isn't just loose and people coming in all over the place, because then we start to have instruction that could get affected.
Right.
You know? And we're going to need the help of everybody just focused on that.
But Linda, just so the words I left, we're not trying to limit volunteerism in the school. Specifically, we're not trying to do that.
Well, outside of instruction, however, seems to indicate that the Board of Education does not want volunteers in the building.
I understand what you're saying, believe me. I've been asking the same kind of questions, and I don't think that's the intent. I think the intent is, like Linda said, to put some structure around how it happens, when it happens, where it happens, but I don't think anybody's thinking about cutting down volunteers.
Well, there's a reason that people need to be in a school building, and those reasons have to be very clearly defined, and that's what this policy is about. Whether it's a volunteer, whether it's a Board of Education member, whether it's a parent. That's all it's about, is making sure that there's a purpose for somebody to be in the school.
Okay. It would also be helpful, and it's just a suggestion going forward for the community, if you're going to revise a policy, that you put in the original policy for ease of comparison, so people can see, you know, where the wording has changed from the original policy to the revised version.
Okay. All the policies are on the website, too.
It would be helpful to have it provided along with the revision, because there are maybe 700 pages of policy on the website. If you want to make it easy for people to review, just a suggestion, it would be helpful to have it in the package along so people can see the original policy and the revised version and see where the difference in the wording comes in. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
Okay, there are no questions. On to item 8B, discussion from the board on the agenda items.
Yeah, just to carry through on the discussion about public participation, just to say it out loud, I think 3 minutes is a bad idea. It gives the perception, whether rightly or wrongly, we're trying to tighten or shut down public participation meetings, which I think is something we've worked a long time to not have. And I also don't see the need for it. I mean, you know, the next paragraph kind of lays out how meetings are run, the role of the president in running the meeting. You know, so I just, you know, I think 3 minutes is arbitrary. Could, you know, should people be able to do it in 3 minutes? I guess. But, you know, we forced a dialogue. We forced a conversation. And I'd hate to see that limited. And, you know, to have people getting up and sitting down or to say that, you know, we don't really talk about who's going to get an extension, how they're going to get an extension. Is it a majority of the board granting the extension? Or, you know, I just feel we need to work more on this policy and talk about it more, to be honest with you. I'd like to see us do that.
Think some of your comments are very valid and important. I just want to go on record saying that I don't think anybody's intended to stifle any type of participation or discussion, but we've all been present when, you know, people have said at the microphone, well, you let this one talk, but you didn't let this one talk, and I think to have the consistency is very important as well. I don't want to get into the business of selectively enforcing anything. Maybe we can talk about, maybe it will be 3 minutes, maybe we could maybe change the number.
I agree with you. I think we need to flush the process out a little more. Just to make it clear. So, and then I agree with you. I don't think we're trying to stifle participation.
I
would hate to supersede that with that. And I think that that's a danger. And a little more conversation and discussion alleviates that issue.
Right. And that's why this is
It's not really abused now, but I was the one who came up with this recommendation based on something that happened months ago with a non-resident coming up to the podium and taking more, you know, longer than any resident I think in this room has ever So that's where it came from. It was more well-intended to protect the district residents and the board against something like that. So it's definitely something the board can discuss, obviously. But that was just my basic recommendation. So at least as a community, we have something to fall back on.
Any other questions or comments?
And then the other issue, I would make the same suggestion on the volunteer thing, just to kind of flesh it out a little bit more, how we want it to work. Just again, to put people's minds at ease. You know, we've got a very vibrant community that spends a lot of time in the school, increasingly so. They're doing great work, and again, I would hate to see anybody read this as, well, you don't really want us there. And that either goes to the schools, or the athletic fields, or the programs, anything. You know, we can take a little bit more time, flesh it out, and again, alleviate the potential issues.
Any other questions or comments?
Actually, I have one question related to policy, and that's on item 21, the contract, the postal contract. And I apologize for not asking.
Sure, no, that's fine, Don.
The training agreement, what's that all about?
That's a free
program that is being available to high school head football coaches from that organization. I believe it's a 501c3 organization. I'm not quite positive, but it's a free institute for football head coaches to attend. They receive in-person training on concussion management this summer, and heat and illness prevention, and sudden cardiac arrest. So we're allowed to send up to one coach, two.
Based upon some incidents that happened at Shore on Wading River, young men passed away. Where U.S. football has partnered with Section 11 with a number of safety clinics that will be able to send us for 5 coaches, all paid for by Woody Johnson, the Johnson Foundation, New York Jets.
So it's a good thing. Yeah, so we're going to have a coach involved in that this summer, and thank you, Mrs. Joseph, for bringing it to our attention.
You're welcome.
On tonight.
Let's leave it this way.
I just wanted to mention one thing more about policy. After
like I said, these are still in flux of talk right now. So, but there are definitely some amendments that need to be made. But on the public participation at board meetings, we really can't limit it to district residents. We just found out, and it could be any visitor, regardless of whether they live in Babylon or not. So I just wanted to make that clear. That board, we might have to go back to that.
Okay. That may be a change. Any other questions from the board?
Okay, hearing no questions, we're going to move to the new business items. Do I have a motion to omnibus item number 1 and items 11 through 35? Mrs. Delarva, seconded by Mrs. Stewart. All in favor? Motion carries. Do I have a motion to pass item number 1 and items 11 through 35 on the business agenda? Mr. Benzema, Mrs. Penne, all those in favor? Motion carries. Okay, that brings us to some
new excitement. Yes, quite a few. These wonderful educators who are here with us tonight have worked very hard these last number of years showing us what they're all made of. So I'm going to read each tenure appointment separately, and then we'll vote separately on each appointee. Item number two, resolves that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education grants tenure to Mr. Stephen Goldberg as a principal effective July 1, 2016.
So I have a motion. Mrs. Delarva, seconded by Mr. Montalto. All those in favor?
Pleasure working with you, Stephen, last year. We've become very close, and he's just a wonderful human being in addition to the principal. So.
His family's here for that. Normally we tease him. You guys are going
feel free.
No.
Item number 3. It is my pleasure to announce that resolved upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools that the Board of Education grants tenure to Mrs. Lisa Consolo as a district director of special education effective July
1, 2016. Have a motion? Mrs. George, seconded by Mrs. Delarva. All those in favor? Motion carries.
Item number 4, it is my sincere pleasure that resolved upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education grants tenure to Mr. Michael Birnbaum as an English 7 through 12 teacher effective September 1, 2016. Item number 5, with my pleasure, upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education grants tenure to Mrs. Daisy Holzmacher as a reading teacher effective September 1, 2016.
So a motion, Mrs. George, seconded by Mrs. Penne. All those in favor?
Item 6, my pleasure to announce that resolved upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education grants tenure to Mrs. Stephanie Kyriakopoulos as an elementary K through 6 teacher effective September 1, 2016.
So I have a motion. Mrs. Panay, seconded by Mrs. Delarva. All those in favor? Motion passed.
Item number 7, I'm pleased to announce that upon a recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education grants tenure to Mrs. Lisa Nakoda as an elementary teacher, K through 6, effective September 1, 2016.
Motion. Mr. Montalpa, seconded by Mrs. George. All those in favor? Motion carries.
Finally, it's my pleasure to announce that it resolves upon that the Board of Education grants tenure to Mrs. Deborah Roberta as a special education teacher, effective September 1, 2016.
I have a motion. Mr. Bencivenga, Mrs. Delarva, all in favor? Motion carries.
After tonight's meeting, we will be hanging back with all of the tenure appointees and their families. We do have some coffee, paging coffee at the reception. Item number 9, resolved that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education accepts a donation of $5,000 from Mrs. Teresa Stanton for participation in the Babylon Village Art Festival. Mrs. Stanton has been tremendously gracious and generous giving the school district funding, so congratulations to her again and his staff.
Do I have a motion? Mrs. Delarva, seconded by Mrs. Tane, all in favor? Motion carries.
And last but not least, donation. Resolved that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education accepts the donation of a friendship bench valued at $500 and two water fountains from the Babylon K-6 PTA with appreciation for these generous gifts. Thank you once again, K-6 PTA.
So I have a motion. Mrs. Delarva, seconded by Mr. Montalto. All those in favor? Motion carries. Okay, so that brings us to item number 10, other business.
Just a couple of items from my end. I noticed that in the Babylon Beacon there was an article about transportation, and I'm going to call them tomorrow because they got some information incorrect.
Okay.
Completely incorrect. We're not looking into 7-12 busing next year, but we made that clear prior to. But we are combining the grade school and elementary school runs, we know that. A letter was sent out to all families last week, so everybody was noticed about that. We are not going from 7 down to 5 buses. We are keeping our current fleet. The way the article was written, it sounded as if we were diminishing buses, which is not true. Nobody from the Beacon actually called to the district, as far as I know. So I will reach out to them tomorrow to try to track and give the correct information, but we're all set to go with our time changes. I want to thank the teachers for helping us work that out, and it seems like a clean plan for this time. Okay, so I just wanted to mention that. Also, I would like Mr. D'Amico to apprise the community on summer assignments.
Just in response to some comments and communications that we had at the board during some of our board meetings, Mrs. Rosny and I thought it would be a good idea if we created a link under which we could collect any information or content related to the summer. So we created a summer information center. And you can see this is under construction, so I'm still adding to this as we gather other information and things that we think would be useful for the community to be able to access. One of the other things we talked about was summer assignments. And we met, Mr. Cerrone and I met with the directors. We reviewed the New York State regs for summer reading programs and summer assignments. We went over that and put a little process in place under which the directors and their teachers could submit summer assignments for review by Mr. Cerrone, myself, and their directors. And so we've assembled them under this link, and they're all there ready to go, as well as they're linked in other places on the district site, so they're still where they used to be on the high school site and under teachers' websites and all as well. We also have summer reading programs up here, and we're adding, you see we have the high school and Memorial Grade School, we're adding the elementary school, and we're going to link to the public library as well. We had a meeting with them, and so we're going to be working with them. And that's just it. That's about it. We just, again, you know, we just have a link that we thought would be useful for the community. And that's it. It's on our main site.
I want to congratulate you and all the teacher leaders here and the directors who put those wonderful assignments together. We really took into account the regulations. Remember last summer?
Yeah.
Everything's really beautifully done, thanks to the departments and everybody working with Mr. D'Amico and Mr. Cerrone.
I think it's great to see what it's really compliment.
Thank you.
And we'll get the word out to people that are up there, you know, look at it. And then the last thing I had, believe it or not, I'm planning for our summer retreat. I floated out the date of August 12th, which is Friday. Full day retreat like we did last summer. We had a really productive retreat last summer, so I'm going to pull you all in again, okay? So please let me know if the 12th of August, Friday, August 12th works for all of you, and we can start planning that.
Can we get back to you?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
And I have also, don't have one thing.
Sure.
I want to say thank you to the kids at PTA for that senior walk you had with seniors too. It sounded a really, really wonderful, heart-wrenching moment for seniors and the little kids and the teachers, but it happens, so. There's a place for organizers this year, we're going to be welcome.
It's actually an extension of that new start, isn't it? I think it's working well. That's a great idea.
Right. Yeah, Al's been doing it for some time. I love it. I can't wait to see it on Friday. They're starting at what time? 9 a.m. here?
About 9. I'm trying to think it's 9 o'clock here, yes.
And then they go to grade school?
And then the elementary school.
It's going to be great.
We have testing going on, so we'll bring in the seniors to the beach for barbecue.
Right, very nice.
Lynn, can we make sure we have plenty of photos afterwards?
Yes, she's all lined up.
I think the kids, especially on those kids' faces, is just going to be.
She's all, I think we have syntax all lined up.
Yes, very
good. Just to sort of figure out something, like you said, since we're looking at policy, it would be a good time to pick it up, when we're going to someplace like maybe Will Hall or Snyder or any of the kids, but sometimes you do have incidents with the public coming in and we'll
okay. The best place would be in the library. This library? Wait, Jen. Why not in the library?
So, do we get to make that call or do we have to go through Board of Elections?
No, you get to make that call. Okay. You have to get
it's definitely worth a topic we can put down again.
And one question, do we have any feedback on how the region plan, the outreach is?
We got feedback that it was difficult. The section on statistics, I think, was a piece of that curriculum that was very difficult to get to in time, and I think there were some challenging questions related to that. Of course, we don't know anything about how we did yet. We'll know that later on. But we are setting up summer classes. We posted for teachers, and we're meeting with the math department to arrange for summer classes for students who might need that. And we're talking about our coursework next year and how it can be possibly be modified to meet the needs of students during that time as well.
And so we're still offering this review session to get them ready for that.
And we're preparing next. Correct. And okay. Right now we're preparing for the Algebra 2 trick, the old course.
Just a shout out to the teachers. We had several math teachers coming in, not only during the morning, but the afternoon and the weekends.
Every morning,
for
2 hours.
Yeah, to help the kids out. I mean, really, that's above and beyond. Well done.
Classes, are they going to be like summer school, or are they going to be just Regents Review classes?
It will be summer school. There'll be classes. We're going to wait, take a look at the data that comes in, and make decisions based on that.
Okay.
Decisions like, will we offer both Algebra 2, Algebra 2 trig, what do students need, plug them in, how much time do we want those courses to run, how many hours a day.
And state is grading the first one, the Common Core one?
Yes.
And do we have any idea when those results will be in?
I don't know.
It's always been 2 days before the school ends.
Yeah.
So it's been on.
Okay.
So they won't know how they do on that first one before they get the second one.
Yeah.
Right. That's correct.
Which one they cover really low might change.
To show you how great this math department is, we had a meeting with them today. They're actually going to be doing a data analysis of the kids' tests to see, you know, which course, which child would benefit from taking, you know.
And those review courses that we're going to offer this summer will be here.
Yes, they're
in
Babylon High School.
Okay. We posted so it'll be taught by our teachers here in our building.
And they'll be able to retake the regions if they have to here?
Yes.
And not
And these courses are not for course credit, but just for prep for an exam retake?
That's correct.
Okay. So if they needed the course credit, they'd have to go off-site? Yes.
That is correct.
Okay. Any other business? Other business? Okay, item 11, representatives from organizations.
I'm Dr. Silvestri, president of Babylon K-6 PTA. I'll keep it very short because I'm really looking forward to that conference. Just a quick update on some of the things we're working on in the month of June. We just launched this morning our K-6 school supply program that we work very closely together with the teachers to create grade-wide lists and then offer the kids out to the parents in grades K-6, including the self-contained classes where parents can buy all the school supplies in one shot and save themselves the hassles of running around over the summer. We also have quite a few end-of-year activities coming up, including Adventureland on Wednesday night, where we book the entire Adventureland park for the K-6 families. We have a fun sixth grade barbecue. We just had the luau. Babylon Idol is coming up, as this is better. We have the moving up ceremony. End of year pizza party or second grade. I mean, we're all over the building in the coming weeks, so if we need principal approval, we'll be there. Just a heads up, we'll be there a lot in the coming weeks. And that's it. Thank you.
Item number 12, questions from visitors? Okay, hearing no questions. Future board meetings, we are going to have a special meeting on Wednesday, the 8th of June, for the purpose of awarding a transportation contract. That will be at 7 o'clock in the library. There will be one item on the agenda, that's it. Next up will be the work study meeting on Monday, June 20th at 7:30 p.m. in the library.
Regular business meeting,
I apologize. All right, so I have a motion to adjourn. Mr. Bencomega, Mr. Delarco, all those in favor? Motion carries. Thanks for joining us.